Nice windy day.
Good day.
Great day.
The decision to go to Gilchrist and not go to Gilchrist, what was the thought process? What was all happening there?
It was a good idea to go up there, and woke up this morning and decided we want to stay here and practice in the wind and just get better here.
Do you think it maybe the cost benefit wouldn't be enough to make it worth it?
No, it didn't have anything to do with that. It just a change of heart. Just wanted to stay here and get back to work and continue to do what we've been doing.
How much does altitude affect a football game?
I think it affects the ball a little bit, and again, it's going to affect you when you never played in it. But again, it is what it is. We've got to both go out and play, and I think it's still a 100-yard field, and to have two field goals and some pylons and hash, and I'm sure we'll have a tee to kick off. Be ready to roll.
A couple of offensive linemen have said that Wyoming likes to bring a lot of different types of blitzes, get exotic with it. They've shown a lot of different defensive looks in both games they've played. Is that something you're talking to your team about not underestimating these guys from a schematic standpoint?
I think you can watch the film and not underestimate them. They're well coached, and they play hard, and schematically they do some really good things. And again, we got to build on our A game and play the way we know we're capable of playing. Again, I always said, and it's not about who we play, it's about how we play. So just got to have a great week of preparation and get ready to go on the road and play football.
What do you see in a guy like Josh Allen?
He's the real deal. The kid can make every throw on the football field. It's impressive to watch. You know, he's for sure a first round draft pick, and he's big time quarterback.
Hey, how could you contrast the difference between Tyrell Crosby off the field versus the way he plays football?
That's crazy. I mean, it's different. Off the field, he's the nicest person ever. On the field, it's totally opposite. It's like, I mean, he is, it's pretty, I mean, when you meet him, you're like, this can't be the same guy that's out on the football field punishing people, you know, and then get on the football field. He's just totally different. Just a totally different guy. We love it.
There's a lot of ores gone from the depth chart this week. Any reason for that?
Is it
clear separation, or someone just got to put the ores on there?
No, I wouldn't say a clear separation. Again, each week, guys got to go out and practice and have a good week of practice. We feel like we have some pretty good players, whether they're veterans or young guys, and all those guys know they have to come out and compete every day and execute efficiently enough for us to put them in the game and play. So I wouldn't necessarily say that's a done deal or anything. And again, it's our first practice of the week this Tuesday, and we have another one tomorrow and Wednesday. So you never know.
What's the story behind the WWE belt that Schooler was wearing before the game?
It's a belt that our guys have. Coach Woody got a special team, and the special team player of the week get to wear the belt. You know, it's something those guys take pride in. We call the special team the pack, and they take pride in being in the pack. And the guy that gets the player of the week, get to walk around with a championship belt, is pretty neat. It's pretty heavy belt, too. So it's pretty cool.
Any surprise to you to see Brendan Schooler have this kind of success early on at wide receiver?
No. I think, again, you all seeing why we decided to move him over there. He can help our football team. And I think he's still learning, and as he gets really comfortable, I really think we'll see a lot more of him and what he can do for our football team. He's a heck of a football player and have great ball skills. And like I say, I think we're only seeing the beginning of what he can be.
Did you see the celebration after the touchdown and the clumsiness there as well?
No, he told me it was bad ball. You know, he said he's got to work on it a little bit, but it was good. Like I say, they made a big-time catch like that.
Do you have fun during the course of a game? Your brother Jim Harbaugh did an interview and he said it's like a root canal going through a game. Do you have fun during a game?
Sometimes, you know, when it's going our way, it's pretty cool. When it's not going our way, it's a little gray there. But I think that's why we love doing it, up and down, and then find a way to come out on top is always cool.
So then what's Saturday feel like when first half and then second half, I imagine some of those gray hairs were popping in?
A little bit. Not as much. I always felt like we were, defense was playing well enough, and I always felt like we could score. It doesn't matter, just making a play. But again, you think about some bad things too, and they lock in and say, let's overcome these things, you know. And like I said, I think that was the beauty of that win, is watching our football team overcome those things. Not just our players, but our coaches and all, to watch them operate on the sideline and not flinch, not get afraid, but just come together and encourage each other and found a way to win that ball game was pretty cool to see.
Well, you said before the first game, that was a big moment where you learned a lot, we're going to learn about each team. Is a first road game along those lines where you kind of get out away from the friendly grandstands and see what your team's like in front of people who don't like them so much?
I think that's part of the learning process, especially when it's the first time away. You can learn, again, how you guys are going to perform, what they're distracted by or not, and are they that football team just going to come out and play at a high level no matter what or where you play. We'll get opportunity to see that this Saturday. If you ask me, I think our guys will be ready and be excited about going up here and this new challenge. Playing against Mr. Allen will be pretty cool.
What's the night before road game like for you and your program? Obviously, you quarantine them, but do you have meetings? Do you put too much on them, or do you let them kind of relax?
No, the night before, they watch a movie together, and then they go to bed. You know, we'll eat dinner, and they watch a movie, and they go to bed. And game day, we'll meet, walk through, and get ready for the game.
Do you have the movie picked out this week?
Not yet. Usually our unity council will pick that out, and then we'll watch whatever they want to watch.